Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. The 100th episode. Oh, I love this song. I'm just gonna let it play just a second longer. Thank you so much for listening, for sharing the show with a friend. 100 episodes. What a blessing to be able to do this for so long. Never thought that it would grow into what it has grown. So I appreciate all of you faithful listeners. It has been so encouraging to hear from the thousands of you that have been listening to the show. It's just been great. I'd love to hear from you. You can watch the show live streamed 12 p.m. on the Cross Politics social media sites during the weekdays. You can email me or reach out to me on social media sites, How to Build a Tent. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. And also, I want to talk to you about becoming a member. I mean, this show has been on for 100 shows. There's new shows coming out under the Cross Politic Network. Come alongside of us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. If you put in HTBT when you sign up for the first time, you'll get a free HTBT coffee mug. On top of a coffee mug, you get great content that we're continually putting out. I know Chocolate Knox is working in the studio night and day for the next couple months, dedicated to be putting out great stuff just for Cross Politic members. So think about that. Pray about becoming a member and supporting the network as we are growing and bringing out so many new shows. I'm so excited to see and hear and listen myself to all the new shows that are coming out, along with the ones that have come out over the last year. We have 4 shows now on the network, and they are all great. So if you haven't had a chance to check out those other shows, do yourself a favor and go check those out. They will help you. They will bless you. And you will just leave encouraged with great Christian men commentating on different areas of life. So I want to talk about today, just a recap of why I started this show, what I wanted to accomplish, what I hopefully accomplished. And you could tell me, you could reach out to me and let me know if I hit these goals or not, and how you've been encouraged in these areas. That'd be great. What I see coming up in the future, what are some of the goals that I want to have with this show for the future, and some of what content that I want to be putting out, and just kind of the sentiment in the business world in America, some things that I want to warn us about and to be prepared for and have an answer for. So that's what we're going to talk about on the 100th show. I still can't get over it. 100 shows we've done. That's just a lot of podcasting. Before we do, I want to tell you about our sponsor of the year, for January at least, 24/7 QBO. They provide you white glove customer service for all of your QuickBook needs. I've told you my story 1,000 times about how I thought I knew all that there was to accounting because I went to get my business degree and my master's degree, and I got the test. I wrote out the balance sheet, the cash flow statements, the income statement by pencil, by memory. I was able to create all these financial documents. I thought I was set. And then when I had to get QuickBooks, connect all of my income and all of my merchant software, all that to it, when it came tax season, I was in my tax accountant's office for days. I don't want this to happen to you. So go reach out to 24/7 QBO and have them come alongside of you and help you optimize your QuickBooks experience, get the most out of what you are paying for QuickBooks by using all of the different things and all the features that they offer. 24/7 QBO, the staff, the bookkeepers that are over there can help you do that. And they'll keep you from making mistakes that come tax season are gonna cost you. So go check out that sponsor. Help support us as you support them. And just give them a look. Give them a call if you want. You can get a taste of that white glove customer experience. All right. So talking about the goals that I had for starting this podcast in the beginning on the Cross Politic Network, which I guess is now the Fight Laugh Feast Network, which is really exciting, seeing a transformation of what was once a show to a network. It's been awesome to work with these guys and help them as they grow this from a show to a company to a network. So the 3 goals that I had, besides stopping not saying so much like I have already like 4 times, I was hoping this 100th show would not say that, but I did. I wanted to come alongside of those of you who have a small business, and I wanted to equip you with tools, with ideas. I wanted to get you thinking about how you could grow your small business and make it better. I wanted to come alongside of you corporate professionals, those of you who don't have a business but are looking to invest in yourselves and to create a successful career in the corporate world. I wanted to give you guys the tools, the strategies to climb the ladder and be successful. And then also, I wanted to encourage you to, for those of you thinking about starting a business or looking for extra ways to bring in income besides just one salary or one income or even two incomes, how could you start making money while you sleep and have multiple streams of income and diversify and not be so dependent on just one paycheck, not living paycheck to paycheck? I wanted to encourage you guys to step out and to try something, an hour a day at least, of just trying to figure out ways to bring in more money. Hopefully you guys have done that. Hopefully I will encourage you guys to do that more this year. And I know that you guys, some of you have done it. You've talked to me, you've emailed me. I've heard some of your stories. I've heard some of your questions. We've talked about it together. I just hope to hear more and more of those stories and questions. I'm here to help. So please, if you are thinking about any of these things or have any questions, reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. So those were my goals. Another thing I wanted to do along with equipping you guys for those three things is I wanted to prepare you for the digital revolution that is happening. And we've talked about it on many shows where we've talked about the job losses that are going to be coming, where we, just as the in the past, the economy was once an agrarian, a farming economy, turned into an industrial revolution where we became an industrial economy. Now we are transitioning over the next 10 to 20 years into a digital economy with AI, with the Internet of Things, IoT, it's artificial machine learning, that's what I was thinking of, where machines are going to be able to see results, take them, improve upon their algorithms, and learn how to do things better. Been working with a bunch of companies that are developing AI, developing machine learning, and it's just incredible to see what robots, what programs, what scripts are able to do on their own, and how these are going to be replacing jobs that in the future, truck driving jobs, we've talked about that before, are going to be replaced. That's 20 million jobs in America that are going to be, or 20 million workers that are going to be out of a job. And we talked about how the warehouses are automating, how fast food is automating, how entry-level jobs are not going to exist anymore because they're so low-level that robots are going to be replacing those. It's going to be so much cheaper and more efficient to be bringing on robots. And this transition is going to happen, and we've talked about that and how it's different than just replacing the horse carriage with a car, because we're not replacing a product, we're replacing jobs. So one of my goals was to prepare you for that by equipping you, again, with multiple streams of income, encouraging you to bring on, to learn new skills that are not going to be replaced immediately by AI, machine learning, and artificial intelligence. And then I wanted to, again, to just encourage you with the opportunities that with this digital shift, that there's going to be ways to leverage these new technologies, the new AI, the new machine learning, to do things to provide value that has not been explored yet, that no one's even thought of. There's going to be new ways to make money, to make a profit, to provide for yourself and for your family. I was just thinking of one that would just be an amazing new service to be provided with how the new smartwatches, the iPhone watch, the iWatch, or what is it called? I don't even know. I don't have it. I have a Fitbit. But with the Fitbit and all these watches that are monitoring your vital signs and they're being able to track so much of your health, like how cool would it be to have a service that would take all your vitals, to take your blood, you know, to be able to read your blood composition and your dietary issues and be able to suggest a meal for you or what to eat or what not to eat. Or even better, they would deliver a meal based on what your body needs. If you're vitamin C deficient, it will deliver by like Blue Apron or something like one of those services, a high vitamin C diet. Like those are the kinds of things that are not possible, maybe not even possible right now, but in 10 to 15 years are going to be the new value propositions that we're seeing with business. And when jobs do get replaced with like truck drivers, and all the fast food industry and the entry-level jobs, there's going to be new opportunities like this. So it is going to be in your favor to invest in yourself, to invest in your career, invest in your skills, to be prepared to take advantage of the opportunities and to hedge against the risks that are going to be coming. And part of the way that I've been trying to encourage you guys to do these things is by having this business plan contest. We have a contest right now where you can submit a business plan with an idea, just like my smartwatch and Blue Apron hybrid technology idea, where you could do the research and go through the first steps of starting a business by writing out a business plan. You use a business plan to raise money, to get a loan, to get talent, to come and believe in what your vision is, for you to have confidence that your product will provide value and make money so that you can invest your time, that you can be motivated. A business plan does all of those things. And so this contest is to incentivize you, to encourage you, to get you thinking about different ways that we can leverage technology and the resources that you have at your fingertips to provide value and to be able to diversify your income streams and to help you be more successful in the future, regardless of what happens. So we have that, and I'm going to be picking the winner by after March 31st. Hopefully I'll get to it by April. It depends on how many people submit their business plan. Business plans can be quite long, so I'm giving myself some grace period. If you do win, you're going to get a swag bag, and you get to be interviewed by me on this show, which is going to be free advertising for you to thousands of people. And you know the listeners are so great on this show that you're going to have people that are engaged and wanting to help and support you as you start out your business. So this is going to be a great opportunity. If you are been thinking about starting a business, take advantage of this. Take advantage of the opportunity to have help. I'm here to help you as you build your business plan. If you have questions and you become a member using HTBT, I will be able to answer any of your questions that you have when working with you. I'm going to be doing episodes. I already did one on the marketing piece of the business plan. So we're going to go through step by step, and I'm going to help you build this out and help you get that first step going so that you will have the confidence to take that step and start that business and get that extra income. I'm also going to be looking for new ways to encourage you guys with more content. I'm going to be looking for ways to do more than just the show, commenting on the news of the day, commenting on business and economic related issues. And I think that that's going to be really important because of the books that I've been reading, the news I've been hearing, the sentiment, the professors, the economists of what is coming. And a lot of people are talking about this job loss that's going to happen, this transition to the digital era. And the liberals, the socialists, have the idea of everyone having basic income, everyone having insurance linked to their own like social security number, their own profile, regardless of their job, being able to have a retirement, a pension. These are all ideas that are being thrown around for the answer of all these jobs being lost. And I know that you and I, as conservatives, as Americans, as Christians, that we don't believe in big government. And we need to have an answer. And it can't just be no to those ideas, but we need to have our own solutions. And hopefully with our own lives, we can be examples of how to rise above the adversity of a transformation of change. And that we don't have to be scared of it, but we can look forward to it and use it to our advantage and make the most of it and find value and find opportunity in that. So I want to be doing that, and I'm going to be looking for new ways. I'm really excited. There's a little secret about what's happening on the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network, where we're going to have a place to be putting out more content for you members, the ones of you who are subscribing. So if you haven't yet, get in while you can, while the prices are cheap. You can go to crosspolitic.com, become a member, and help support us, help build this out. And then when it happens, you're going to just get tremendous value. It's going to be great. And did I mention you get a free HTBT mug? So those are the different areas where I want to go this year. For the next 100 episodes, it's great. It's the beginning of the year. It's a new set of episodes. I would love to hear from you guys on the direction, any ideas of where you want the show to go, any topics you want me to explore more deeply, any new ideas that you guys are thinking about. I would love to hear all of them. And with that, we will talk to you next time. God bless.